Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
Grab a life. Hi, John.
Hey. All things considered, I think we're pulling this off pretty well.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to come to an end.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we've made the best with what we can.
We really have. This is Drew Garabo Live. I'm John. That's Drew. Joey Flash helping us out. You can get your Down to Merch t-shirts at theboneonline.com. Shout out to Achieva and WovePrint.co for making it possible. All proceeds go to the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay.
Something really cool going on in the Rays game tonight, but I can't figure out why this one lady is not being included in it. You saw that it's an all-female broadcast crew tonight?
Yes, and I was watching. It's funny, you asked me about that story, and I hadn't quite known the details yet. And then seconds after that, I saw that the two ladies, I'm sorry for not knowing their name, were on with Hannah Storm on SportsCenter this morning. But yeah, the interesting angle of it is the one who didn't get invited.
Yeah, Melanie Newman, Sarah Langs, Alana Rizzo, Heidi Watney, and Lauren Gardner. It'll be the first time in MLB history where the broadcasters for a game are all women. And Trisha Whitaker, who is widely respected in the industry and in the Rays organization among Rays players and by the fans, but her employer, Bally Sports, is allegedly not allowing, she was not invited to be part of the crew due to Bally Sports Sun rules.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if it's, I mean, I wonder if it's just she didn't get picked. I mean, you can't have every, I understand she has connections to the community and the team and she's well-liked, but you can't have every woman who ever covered baseball on this one broadcast, right? Or is that
true?
Is that wrong? I mean, I'd love to see it be someone local that has such great ties with the team, but kind of what they were saying this morning is, for this to truly mean something, it needs to not be a one-time thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, if you watch baseball and you like women calling the games, this will just be the first of many.
I would hope so. And the Tampa Bay Times reported this morning that the historic game could have had more of a local angle, as Rays in-game reporter Trisha Whitaker was invited to be part of the crew, but was not allowed due to Bally Sports Sun rules.
Okay, so that is even worse. So she was invited, but then the Bally Sports. So it's a national. It's a nationally televised game. Is that what I'm understanding?
I guess so.
I'm just trying to compare it to hockey because, you know, our guy Dave Randorf is Bally Sports for life. If let's say, hypothetically, that time when whoever that jabroni was from Long Island got to call the national game, it would almost be the equivalent of them saying, hey, Dave, we want you to do this. And then Bally stepping up and going, no, Dave's our guy. He's not going to be doing any national coverage.
Which you would think that they would appreciate the national publicity, but maybe they're so possessive of their brand that they just won't allow their local reporters to be part of a national broadcast.
Yeah, I'm looking at something right now. It would appear that Trisha Whitaker's contract with Bally Sports, which is owned...
by Sinclair.
Yeah, I didn't write the verbiage here, which is owned by the radical right-wing Sinclair Broadcast Group.
I chose to left that. I leave that out.
Who actually wrote this article? Now I'm curious. SB Nation. Okay, everybody's got a slant. Yeah, so, I mean, could it just be that? It's just a contract thing, and they say, hey, you're working for us?
Sure, just doesn't look real good when you've got a local lady who is part of the Rays broadcast crew, and they won't let her be part of the national broadcast.
That is the thing. As much as I can compare it to a Dave Randorf going to call a national game, it's just not the same because of the historical implications, I guess, that are tied to this.
So let's shift gears. And by the way, if you'd like to comment on that, by all means, 727-579-1025, unless it's to say something chauvinistic and misogynistic, in which case you can keep that off our show. I have a different perspective when it comes to masks in schools, because I had a very poignant conversation with my brother-in-law over the weekend. His son, my nephew Will, can't return back to school because he has a compromised immune system, and respiratory problems are very common among Down syndrome individuals. And if kids aren't going to wear masks, there's a very good chance that he's going to be exposed to COVID, which could be a death sentence for him. And I know that the American Association of Pediatrics is recommending masks for every kid over the age of 2 years old. And I know that a lot of parents out there are opposed to it, but I'm not so sure that it's not a great idea to have kids wear masks in schools. You know,
and only talking specifically about the instance that you're talking about with your family is, let's say that they make it mandatory. Are you then would your sister and your brother-in-law or any family who has a child with pre-existing conditions, are you willing to trust this? Let's say that there's a mask mandate across the board. Would any family be willing to trust not only the children, which you can't, you just can't trust that a kid is going to leave a mask on all day. And then you've got to go the step further that there are going to be teachers who are going to be able to enforce masks on children all day long. It just seems, I don't envy, in a situation where nobody should be, you know, I don't envy the teachers already, because what they're going through and what they've gone through is crazy, specifically in Florida with being back to school first. But can you maintain young kids like that in masks all day?
Man, I that's got to be a very difficult job. And teachers already have such a difficult job. They're overworked and underpaid. I think it'd be great if the kids could commit to wearing masks. And I think that's a great way to slow down the spread of the virus, if not stop it altogether. I just, like you said, don't know that you can rely on the kids to do the right thing there.
Well, and I will say, this is just kind of not knowing, you know, has something changed? Because in the beginning and for a long period of time, and up until recently, unless it's changed, I thought that there wasn't much risk for kids and the virus. So it really does, from that perspective, alienate kids with pre-existing conditions.
Doesn't it ever? I mean, the most vulnerable of kids are probably terrified to go to school, because especially when you look at how this this Delta variant is spreading through adults and young adults now, you know?
Yeah, it's a mess, man. It's a mess. And I mean, I guess I understand where a parent would be coming from on both sides, because yes. I don't think, and I would be curious if you've had that conversation, if there were mask mandates in schools, would they feel better sending him to school?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, speaking for my brother-in-law and my sister, I know that they would feel a lot better about sending their kid back to school if there was a mask mandate.
Yeah, yeah. And it's still then. You've got to put a certain amount of trust on a bunch of kids.
Yeah. And
not just, you know, trust with your kid's life.
Right. Because the minute another kid takes their mask down, breathes on somebody, whether intentionally or accidentally, that's gonna expose and compromise a compromised kid.
Yeah. You want to check in with local rock legend Filthstick?
Let's do it, John.
Hey, Mr. Stick, welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Drew, how are you doing, my delicate little flower?
What's up, Dave? How you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you're taking a turn for the better, buddy, and the taste buds are starting to come back to life, man. I've been thinking about you. Glad you're doing better, man. I'm doing
Thanks.
Good.
Good, good. Glad to hear your voice.
I think I have a solution to the red tide problem.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, let's make a difference.
I say we get some helicopters and some bulldozers and just start dumping Epsom salt into the bay, because according to my mom, that cured everything when I was a kid.
I will tell you, as a man who enjoys a nice Epsom soak, it really can work wonders. I mean, it's known to kind of detox the human body, so I would say it would do the same for the golf if we just dump some Epsom in there. Good call.
Give it a shot.
You're the man.
You're
Dave.
Welcome. Y'all have
appreciate
a,
you, buddy.
Hey, the broadcast sounds absolutely perfect.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you.
You know, we're working towards ending that, but
I know. Well, glad to have you, Drew. Glad you're able to do the show and everything. Of course. Hey, one question: have you guys heard from Sefner Ray lately?
No, I am literally concerned. Yeah,
I was wondering, man. I love that dude. He's just a genuine guy. You can just tell he has a good heart. I miss him, man. I like hearing him on the radio. So I hope he's doing well. Do you hear me, Ray? Well wishes, brother, and y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks, buddy. I will say the fact that we have not heard from Ray is concerning to me.
And I
think, you know, Dave loves him. I think the fact that Jerome, Hall of Fame, showman, got him a radio. I think that kind of just shows, you know, the love that people have for Ray. And if you are out there, Ray, I don't know if you can, maybe you can't call or talk, but if you can hear, we're thinking of you, buddy.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I'm just interested to hear from most parents out there on if they would encourage their kids to wear masks and what their kids feel about the whole thing, you know?
What do you think about talking to Laura, school nurse in Orlando?
Ooh, I bet she's got a great perspective, John.
I bet she does as well.
Hey, Laura.
What? Hey, what's up?
Hey, Laura.
Sorry.
What is a great reaction there? Like, sorry we bothered you.
Sorry.
You must be a mom.
Anyways, yes, I am. My kids are grown, but I'm I'm also a school nurse at an elementary school.
Oh, man.
And I was just calling to say that in Orange County, at least at my school, we are very, very, very strict on the mask policy. Very strict.
And are they mandatory for the upcoming school year in Orange County?
You know what? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
Yeah, I think they're voluntary right now, which is terrifying for parents.
Yeah, we're mandatory right now. We're in summer session right now, and we're still mandatory. And no one has told me whether or not we're still moving forward with the mask thing or not.
Gotcha.
But I think they should be.
What was the age of student? I'm sorry, I missed that you deal with mostly?
I deal with 5 to 10.
So how hard is it to get a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old to wear a mask all day? And I know you're saying that you're strict. Is that having to be on them all day, telling kids every other minute that they've got to pull up their mask or put their mask on? Or are kids responding surprisingly well and actually just wearing them?
You know what? They are so used to it by now. They know. All I have to do, if someone's mask drops below their nose, all I have to do is touch my nose, and they know.
Yeah, as of
exactly what happened, but they do fall below their nose. You know, they do have to be reminded, especially the little ones.
Oh, yeah. Last Tuesday, Orange County school leaders voted to make face masks optional for students, teachers, and staff members in the fall. And it's going to be a mess, right?
I think so. I think it is. I mean, I don't know. I hate wearing my mask. Sure. I'm a nurse, and I hate it, but I'm doing it. Yeah. I mean, it's not fun, but I think it's necessary.
You vaccinated, if I may get all up in your personal business?
Yes, I was vaccinated in the first round because I actually worked at a nursing home back in December, and I was vaccinated on December 27th.
Gotcha. Very cool. You feel safe from it? I mean, there are people who are vaccinated who are getting this Delta variant. You feel pretty safe?
Yes, because the nature of my profession, I mean, I'm not only a school nurse, I also work in dialysis.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I have two jobs. In the morning, I work as a school nurse, and then at night, I go and do dialysis.
What a and, great person,
though. Oh, thank you.
For sure.
But, you know, I haven't ever felt unsafe. Even when I was vaccinated, I was working in the nursing home, and I was working on the COVID unit. And I still never felt unsafe because, you know, as a nurse, I'm wearing PPE all the time. But if you're walking around out in the community, you're not obviously wearing a gown and gloves and a face mask and a face shield and a hairnet and all that. So, I don't know.
Laura, just to kind of gauge the level of exposure you may or may not have in your life, can you tell us about the last time you open mouth kissed someone that you had just met?
Not a student.
Not a student.
Well, thank God for that. No, definitely not a student. And I definitely haven't open mouth kissed anyone I just met in the recent past. Okay. So,
would you, like, if you're out there on the dating scene, would you like on a first date, would you open mouth tongue kiss someone that you just met?
No.
It's very responsible.
No, but I would have, like a face to face, like I wouldn't like just only do virtual dating. I would go on a date with someone.
Right.
But definitely wouldn't like open mouth kiss someone I just met.
Okay. Would you rather grope their private parts or open mouth kiss them?
True. And
would it be the same without kissing? Because, I mean, I feel like it would be a little detached and clinical to grope someone's private parts with no kissing.
It definitely would be detached and clinical. It would definitely be all nursing at that point. So.
maybe not all nursing.
Y'all are too much.
Thank you, Laura. No further questions.
Thank you,
I appreciate the call very much.
Have a good day. Can you see the stuff in front of you, Drew? Do you want to talk to Kim?
Let's talk to Kim. I cannot see it, but let's talk to Kim.
I think Kim's a good option. There you go. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live, Kim.
I trust you.
Hey, guys. How are you, Drew? I hope your rash is better. I talked to you about that last time.
Thanks. Yeah, no more rash. I appreciate that very much. I think I started wearing boxers while doing the show and then getting up and walking around during the breaks, and it's kept the blotches away from my thighs and ass.
I'm telling you, it's a baby gold bomb. That's what you need to use. But
I'm a chassis guy.
I remember you, Kim, spitting those falsehoods on our show.
But I have three children on different levels on the autism spectrum. One that is nonverbal, one that's like level two, and one that's very high functioning. And shout out to the teachers in Hillsborough County because they managed to keep the masks on my kids the whole time. And these are kids that don't listen to anything half the time. You know, autism is really, really hard. These teachers kept the whole class. Nobody in their classes got COVID last year.
Wow.
So I think it's really important if somebody with special needs is able to do it, that, you know, a neurotypical child should be able to do it. It's how the parents approach it, too.
And I think a lot of the parents is where you run into the problem because the parents see the mask as like this symbol of being a sheep or communism or whatever, instead of seeing it as an opportunity to protect people from germs. And Hillsborough actually has repealed their mask rule as well. They're leaving the choice of wearing face masks in the classroom to the discretion of students and staff, which means, you know, you're going to have some kids in there who aren't going to wear their masks.
Yeah, my children will be wearing those. But what I did is I made masks for all of their classes, and they had you know, cool, like, Paw Patrol on some of them and Star Wars and, you know, different ones that the kids would want to wear.
Sure.
And then I put an ugly color on the inside. That way the kids would know the right one to wear the mask, and then put them on correctly because they look cool. And the kids loved them. But none of the kids in all three of the ASD classes my kids are in got COVID because the teachers just did a kick butt job at it. And the parents were supporting them and telling their kids before school started, this is necessary. Let's practice this. And they were leading by example. We can't leave it just on our teachers. The parents need to do it. They need to stop, you know, hey, this is crap and all that stuff. Yeah. They need to just do it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I don't recommend this for your kids, but I know that when my son wouldn't keep his on, I actually stapled the mask to his face.
Well, there, you know, we use duct tape. I mean, that's, you know, good. Staples were a little harsh. Duct tape.
You're right. You're right. I respect that as a parent. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Kim. I appreciate
you're
it very
welcome.
Much.
I'm
you
glad you're feeling
night.
Better, hon.
Thank you.
It
means a lot
Bye-bye.
To me. Thank you.
Yeah, like Kim was saying, I feel like if you have the right materials, it'd be easy to incentivize kids. Because, like, I mean, back in the day, it used to be the weirdo if you wanted to, like, wear your Spider-Man mask or your, like, a space helmet. But, like, now kids can just dress up like a superhero if
they want.
That's
a great point.
And, wear underoos and a superhero mask.
You know, you got space helmets that they're making now for anti-COVID measures and stuff.
That's a great idea.
Hell yeah.
I didn't really think about that. If I could have wore, you know, a Hacksaw Jim Duggan mask in fourth grade, I would have never taken it off. Hey-o!
Oh, dude, if I could have been Ultraman in fifth grade, man, you know, yeah, I'm fighting disease, but I'm also a superhero.
What do you think? Should we take a break?
I think we probably should. Time's telling me that we should. And then we can come back and continue to take people's calls on this, as well as free-range kids. They're delicious, but is it a good way to parent? 727-579-1025. That's next on It's Okay, It's Not Okay on Drew Grabo Live. SafeTouch is the future of home security. And if you go to safetouch.com, you can find out all that they can do for you, from 24/7 monitoring that's reliable and local. They'll never farm out your data to third-party companies. You don't have to worry about a third-party installer. SafeTouch keeps it all in-house, so you know that they value the safety and security of your family just as much as you do. You can stay connected with the My SafeTouch app as well. Use it to customize alerts. You can also set your thermostat so that when you get home, you're not roasting in some 92-degree house. You can watch surveillance video. They send clips right to your phone. View sensor and alarm history and check your visitor activity from anywhere. You know, you got summertime for a couple more weeks. You got kids, teenagers at home. You want to find out who's been accessing your alarm, who's been inside your house, who's been leaving your house, etc. SafeTouch can do it all for you. Go to safetouch.com to find the package that is right for you, with two-way voice and a touch control panel, cloud video storage, video surveillance, and so much more. All SafeTouch plans include local UL monitoring and an emergency power source, as well as a 45-second or less response time. SafeTouch.com to find the package that's right for you, and keep your house and family safe with SafeTouch.
You're listening to Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone.
Thank you to the citizens of Florida who have trusted us. Call 1-800-BURNETTI. We're ready, and we're working justice for you. Offices Tampa, Lakeland, Pinellas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.